I mean, that, I mean, come on, nobody should have to do that. But
and that's what I try to get across with my books. It's like, it's, you know, again, I can't write like a Stephen Ambrose or Tom Brokaw or whomever. But what I try to convey in my books is that it's your neighbors that went through this stuff. It's not the real John Waynes of the world and the whatever, whatevers. And, you know, these people you read about from Texas or Florida or California. It's literally your neighbors did the exact same things and went through the exact same things as these other people in those books. And that's what I try to convey.
And I think your connection with the crowd, and that's really, I think, is that the first time? Well, I've seen you speak before, but every guest you had up there and interviewed got a standing ovation.
I know.
That just tells you how much we appreciate what they've done. And those stories are almost, those are total nightmare stories. It's
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I was just, but that was great. And then we had fun at the Civic Media booth and they got 65 interviews.
So, yeah, we did that. Was that Friday afternoon?
Well, we did it Friday, but I'm saying they did it Saturday, Sunday. Okay, they did it all week because I talked to Todd yesterday.
That was cool.
So it's going to be pretty interesting to see where, Civic Media.
And we're going to play some of those, right?
We're going to play some of them, but what's even more important, what I think is going to be great is, so Civic Media, this is our parent company, right? They own 19 radio stations here in Wisconsin, and they're going to county fairs, and they call it the truth booth. It's not like they shoot you up with sodium pentothal or anything.
How'd you like being a truth booth, Wayne?
I like how he knows the exact chemical name.
It's not like blah, 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 blah.
When he was mayor,
as he's pulling out his handkerchief in his pocket,
sodium pentothal, MBN. But and they sat down, they interviewed people, you know, from 2 minutes to
looking for 13 more votes.
16, whatever the 15 minutes, and they're going to gather that data, and there's going to be a common thread of what people think we need to lean in on in Brown County.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And you know, I know homelessness came up, education, but he said there were some other things that were very interesting that people were looking for. And that's going to be fun to get that data because that's going to help us. We're going to get guests that would support what people are looking for.
I agree.
So I mean, these guys know what they're doing.
And we're open to that too here on this show. You know, let us know. Email us or text us or whatever. You know, what are some of the things you guys want to talk about? This is a community show.
It is. And that's what we are, right?
Yeah.
We're not, I know the debate's coming up Wednesday. Are we going to that presidential debate?
I'm not. Are you?
I don't know. I told them
it's in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You got to remember, though, I'm
that's
just not a
thing.
Political guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know a lot about, I don't know a lot.
Yeah, I see.
And it's never good when Jason comes into our studio and he's in our studio and he's looking, what are you looking at, Jason? What? Oh, the screen, yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Don't you get a little bit nervous when he comes in here?
Yeah.
What do we do? What do we do wrong?
Why'd he come in?
I don't know. What do we do?
Just our phone number.
What do we do? The phone. No. Oh, yeah, 920-264-0606. And there's a way we can text. And you know who our top texter is?
Ooh.
Is Big Wayne.
Yes.
Tell people how to text in, Big Wayne.
Okay. You got to download the Civic Media app first.
Okay.
And then you go in and you make WGBW your home station.
Okay.
And then during 6 to 8, it's live. So you just hit the red play button. You can listen to it. And then right there on the screen, there's a text button right there.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
Nice.
All right.
Big Wayne knows what's going on.
That's great. Yeah, and Wayne, it's nice to have you. We're going to talk to you, a little bit now, but especially in the second segment. So John and I hung around a lot, and that was not good for my diet.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I got a picture that was sent because at the game, John, and I was like, I can't believe that's me. I mean,
me too.
I was,
me too.
No, I was bigger than you, Johnny.
There's one, the one of you, me, and Leroy Butler.
Yeah.
I didn't post it because it's like, oh.
He actually looks good.
Oh, he looks great, and we look, oh.
So that was... Does it so? Dom told me.
He said, "Dad, you're looking kind of sloppy. You want your button at least a couple of your buttons in your shirt." So I did, but then it's like now it's like exactly. It's like
I know. And then so then we go get this Wayne. So we're in a Skybox, and they had, you know, good food there, right? They had the brats and macaroni and cheese and pulled pork and
side pork, fried side pork.
Then they had another plate.
Oh, they didn't have that.
They had another plate of I don't know, stuff with like
then they
colors,
brought in,
but was that fruit?
I don't know.
We didn't touch that.
The fried cheese curds.
I like the heavy baked beans and potato salad.
Yeah, love that stuff.
So it was the first quarter, and all this food, and we of course John and I are eating a lot, and Then they brought in this huge tray of fried cheese curds.
A huge Which tray. Was so good.
It was. And John makes this big announcement. I mean, nobody really knew he was there till he made the announcement. And get them while they're hot. And just like this, it was great. So people got up and they ate quite a few of them, but we kind of finished off.
Yeah, we did.
So that anyway, I'm done. I'm on this plant-based diet. I went home and read some more about it. And September 1st, I'm all in. I'm done with meat. I am just eating stuff that comes out of the ground and for September. And I know September 1st, we have a big party here with Mad Dog and Merrill, and they're going to come and cook in front of the studio.
And we're inviting everybody to come on down.
To come down, it's free. They're going to cook some breakfast sausage and some great Mad Dog and Merrill seasoning, but I am not participating. I will participate in the event, but I am going to be like that? The club soda guy.
Wait, no, he's just trying to talk.
No,
John, he's announcing into it. I am John, not participating. I'm going to sit in the studio behind the window while you guys are out there.
Programmed to be plant-based.
I am. I'm going to be the club soda guy. I'm not doing it.
He's going to be the guy in the studio looking out, like drooling over the window as we're flipping brats and burgers.
You know what I did not have yesterday, though?
Look at you meat eater.
You wait till the end of September, you know what I did and you're going to say, oh, my God, you know what look I did not awesome.
Eat yesterday, and I'm very proud of myself?
I did, though, because you teased me with that.
But did
that.
You see it? Did you have one?
I did. Because I thought we were going to talk about
That's
that this morning.
That's the prime rib sandwich, right?
Right. Johnny said, you know, come out to the Brown County Fair. I'm hosting a veterans ceremony book signing, and make sure you get a, what was that? It was steak.
It was prime rib sandwich with.
And I love prime
cheese
rib.
Cheese and mushrooms and onions. Yeah.
I had prime rib.
But you know why I didn't? So I did like two shifts at the fair yesterday. I was there, you know, in the morning, kind of like for the book signing and everything. Right. And it was hot. I mean, it was, and I was like, I'm a sweater. I sweat. And I was like, sweat right through. You know what I mean? Where your shirt is
in particular body part areas.
Tell us more.
Just my shirt was like clinging to me type. So
moving on.
I had to run back and shower and then go back. And so I put on this pure white shirt when I went back, and it's like, there's not a chance in the world I could eat one of those sandwiches without ruining this shirt.
Yeah.
I am such a slob when it comes to that. You can't believe it. And I know I would have got something on my shirt.
Yeah, you kind of got to lean over the... Yeah,
so it was, I guarantee you I would have ruined my shirt.
First, I ate it for two reasons. One is...
I ate it for two reasons.
That's what a t-shirt's for. You take off your dress shirt, I know, and then you eat your pork sandwich, and then you put your dress shirt back on.
I agree. I should have done that. Well, give me the two reasons why you ate one.
Because I thought we were going to talk about it today, because I thought you were going to get one.
Yeah.
And secondly, I would never go to a county fair without eating.
Something like that. You know what's funny? You know,
I would not get a salad at the county fair.
Like when we were sitting there beforehand, and I was just really thirsty when the other stuff was going on, and I told Troy Streckenbach, was sitting next to me. I said, I got to go grab something to drink. You know, he goes, I could grab one of those prime rib sandwiches? He saw that on my Facebook that I was going to have one of those. But God, did they look good. Was it as good as it looked?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
I think a mayor should go vegetarian and you should go keto.
I'm okay with
that. And then just banter back and forth.
I'm okay with that.
Well, we got to do something.
You barbarian, you.
I'm going to go keto. Oh, you go plant.
No, if I this plant
Let's see
stuff,
who loses the most.
It's not even that, John. If I go plant, it's going to... reduce risk of cancer. It's no more meds. It's unbelievable. I was that Dr. Joel Furman I was telling you about. I bought all his CDs. He's my guy. His seminar that he has in San Diego, it's $13,000.
Wow.
To go to that, but it's a month, and they. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do the CDs or whatever. It's going to be great. I got a whole new life coming. I'm so excited.
Wait.
So I want to know if you
you're our life coach. Go ahead.
Well, so if you, I want to know. So if he, how much he put his mind into this. So being vegetarian isn't just stopping eating meat. It's also a mindset.
That's okay. Why I'm preparing on that. Today is what's today? The 22nd. I have 8 days, 9 days, and
to prepare.
So I am. So I had prime rib. And
so wait a minute,
yesterday.
Are you gonna be like we were when we were little kids and we had to give up candy for Lent? Like
totally.
The last 3 days, you just stuff yourself with every bit of candy you can
doing
possibly
like
get.
I'm on a binge.
See, you're setting yourself up for failure. Right?
No, I'm all in.
So does your family members do they participate in meat eating?
She so much wants me to get healthy. I anything. It's just there's no.
You're desperate right now. You're desperate.
I'm clinging to the only thing I want, cream, and it said you can have a little bit of cream.
But can you have cream?
Not a lot though. No, and that depends what kind of vegetarian you are. Because if you're true vegetarian, then you're like all no wearing animal clothes, no eating eggs, no drinking milk.
So nothing that comes out of an animal.
Exactly. There's more than just
you doing that.
Becoming a healthy individual.
I'm gonna take the best of what he has plus me, and it's gonna even be better.
You're forming your own.
I am. Do you think we're gonna? Yeah, because Johnny Iron getting paid a lot. This is my meal ticket right here. This is my revenue stream.
But see, you are,
they're gonna be like, Jim, this is unbelievable what you've done. I'm like, thank you, thank you. Just book signing, like Johnny does his book signings right out in front here. Book signing.
See, now listen to you're already talking about you're binge eating on prime rib and all this stuff. So then what's gonna? It's so like two months from now you're gonna be like, yeah, I don't like prime rib anymore.
Right.
You're going to be craving it.
And I also got a phone number you can call in, like AA, but it's
a helpline?
It's a helpline. Wow. It's out of Philadelphia. I think
it's my cell phone number.
Okay. It's for a Philly cheesesteak.
No.
That's the Philadelphia part. Mino and the Mayor, Big Wade, back right up. And the mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW, WISS in Oshkosh. Another beautiful. Did you really think? Did you say it was going to be 100 degrees this week?
Yep.
Thursday. Wow. We got high school football. Big one on Thursday. Kimberly and Bayport.
Where's
huge game in Kimberly.
Oh, good.
We were in, we were in Nina the other night on their new $150 million, just gorgeous. And it was the one of the best high school football games I've ever seen.
Yeah. But Kimberly's tough, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Bayport got beat their first game by Middleton.
Yeah, but one of their key studs wasn't playing though, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this will be fun. Thursday night, 100 degrees. Wow. That's incredible.
It is. And I told you I have kids in Nashville, and this is cooler than Nashville.
Yeah,
so it's really going to be hot. My wife's going down there. I know it's, but I don't know. It's, you know, we talk about the weather here in Green Bay, and I just don't think we are as grateful, maybe. Grateful is not the right word, but I don't think we appreciate as much as we should. I mean, you see what's going on in California.
Yeah.
Now the rain.
I know.
You know,
basically a hurricane
coming
in. I didn't know California got hurricanes.
Yeah. Well, they haven't had one in San Diego since, I think, the 30s.
Unreal.
I'm not kidding you, John. It's been that long.
So yeah.
It's just, it's crazy the weather out there. And we, you know, I'll take 100 degree.
Oh, man.
Day.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
I'm walking around down. You know, okay, Wayne, you were a bodybuilder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you ever, this is one thing that bugs me a little bit, Jim. And I saw this at the fair yesterday. Guys walk around without shirts on.
I know, right?
It's like, really?
I know. Well, how old are they, though?
30s?
Yeah, that's
late 20s.
In your 20s, I can see it.
Really?
Yeah, because
at a fair?
Isn't there no shirt, no shoes, no service?
You think
that's in public.
You got the ghetto women that just like, look at that guy with his shirt off.
Really?
Like pretending like they're fantasizing about him throwing a hay bale up in the loft, you know?
I don't think so.
You're getting creepy right now.
Yeah.
He just ended up throwing a hay bale into the loft.
Well, you're at the fair. Because you're at the fair.
These
are cowboys.
Okay. Who's fantasizing?
I don't know
the guy that well.
I don't know him. I don't either.
He's got a little.
Yeah,
but whatever.
He got a weird look in his eye.
If I saw that,
hay bale
for every guy with
throwing it into the loft.
For every guy with his shirt off, I look over. There's a girl staring at him.
Really?
Into the air. I can tell what she's thinking.
All right. Okay. Another thing that I want to talk about.
Throw it.
Got out of that one.
When did NFL teams decide they're just going to stop a game?
You know what?
I understand that last year with the guy almost died. That was, you know, with the heart attack that he had. Okay. Yeah.
This guy was out. You know, who knows, right?
Right.
It was serious because they took him to the hospital, but, you know, he got out. But from a business standpoint,
right.
You know, you and I were at the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's 10 minutes and 40 seconds left or something. Game's over. And we're like, kind of got ripped off a little bit because, you know, you're there to see the players.
Right.
That's why we spent the money to go. But you think about the advertisers and the concession people, because those concession people, and I told you, I worked concession stands there. It's a with the gifts, it's a percent of sales.
Right.
It's not, we don't get hourly. It's a percent of sales. You know, and that.
Is it worth it?
You know,
because I was approached to do that with one of my organizations, and we found out how much it's like. Everybody's like,
you know what? You have to get there so early.
I know,
and then you got to stay after.
I know.
So if you,
I mean, it's
look
a full day.
It's a full, and if you look at that by the hour, but there's something else to be said for that. It's a little bit of a team building exercise with your organization.
Sure. Team building exercise, not tonight, baby. Remember that business day? Remember we used to play that all the time. Business day, Jace. Remember business day? Oh yeah.
I don't. But
we used to play it on my radio show all the time. Business day.
I know. I don't. Can't. I'm not. Thinking
don't you
of,
remember no. Business day?
No.
No.
No. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that is a great way to build a team effort. To, but yeah, I think when you look at the money, you know, I don't know what they make now. I don't know. I'm sure they've raised. Of course, prices have gone up, so that means your money would go up because it's a percent of sales. But yeah, I don't know, John. It's great to do, and we couldn't get. You know, we weren't in a big organization. We were in like violin, right? And there's just not.
You're what?
Our kids were in violin.
Oh.
And so the organization, I think we only had like maybe 16 families in the whole thing. So
oh,
how
I
are we going to get 30 people to work a beer
a
stand? So
yeah.
We would work the shirts, hats, you know, within the stadium.
Okay.
And you only needed 4 people to do that. And that was, it was actually fun. I don't know. I think the money was, we never really looked at it. Could we do better somewhere else? But it's great the Packers allow you that opportunity.
Did you see where the Atlanta Falcons, it's like, I think $1.50 for a hot dog?
Oh, I know.
And it's like, and a lot of people are like, yeah, you can do that. You know, why don't teams do that? Because, I mean, how much is a hot dog now at a game?
I don't know.
$8?
Yeah. It's like a loss leader. Look at Costco does that too.
Do they?
They get you in the door by either dollar hot dogs or whatever.
That's I like those footlong
never,
hot dogs.
Yeah, they
at
didn't
Costco.
Raise that. They with all the stuff.
I love
going on,
those.
Yeah. But I want to say that.
That and Kirkland's vodka, the two best deals at Costco.
And the chickens.
Yes. Oh, and the chicken. No question.
Yeah,
you're right.
Because John's
you're right.
One of those guys standing in line waiting for the guy to bring out the fresh chickens.
Oh, I love those.
I know you do.
One that's been pumped full of hormones that's like 10 pounds.
Why are you doing that to me? Why are you doing that to me, Wayne?
Because you know how they told you? Remember that old commercial with McDonald's fries, get 2, one on the way home.
Yeah.
And then eat the other one when you get home.
Yeah.
That's what he does with his chicken.
Because I want it when it's still juicy.
He loves
it. I love just cutting into it and it's juicy.
I know.
I literally, my mouth is salivating right now thinking about how much I love that.
You're offending the mayor. He's a vegetarian.
And you got to eat the skin. You got to eat that skin.
Well, I know, John.
Oh, the skin is so good.
September 1st, that's all over for me. And that's going to be just, you know, it's going to be like I used to drink. I used to do that. And I used to eat meat. And I don't do that
anymore. Okay, then we're going, I'm going 100% keto.
Yeah.
You're going 100% plant.
It's a plant diet.
Wayne, you're in charge of this.
Yep. And
okay.
Then
overseeing this.
Right. And this is going to be a new, and it's never too late to start.
That's Wayne, is it ever too late to start?
Wayne, oh, my
no.
God.
And then
you guys are just
exercise.
The quintessential just dieters that just set yourself up for failure. But I
oh,
love
no,
it.
Not this
I
time.
I love it. I
not
love
this
it.
Time.
Why are you so discouraging
right.
To us?
I'm not.
It's
well,
8
I'm just,
o'clock.
I know
you
what's
what?
Going to happen.
We don't like you anymore, Wayne.
6:28.
We want an encouragement. 6:28 on a Monday morning, and we're already discouraged.
We need support.
Wow.
We need support.
Unbelievable. We don't even know you anymore.
Thanks for coming in, Wayne.
I hope you get stung today a lot.
Call
all right,
makers,
we're
going to
set a
nine,
quick break.
Zero.
Mind on the mayor back after this.
And all I can do is just pour some tea for two and speak my...
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor and Big Wayne in the house here on a Monday morning WGBW.
All right, we have another special guest in the house, not in the house, on the phone. We talked, last week or 2 weeks ago, Johnny, about the Two Rivers dedication of the Schmidt Brothers.
Absolutely,
stage.
I was
and
there. It was
you
great.
Were there. You were there. That was a good time. And we're going to, along with
and
that.
And I have to, I want to apologize. I know you guys wanted me to come up and sing with you. And I didn't want to do, take away your spotlight.
Yeah.
So. Appreciate you asking.
The beauty of the Schmidt Brothers and a lot of our cousins is we sing on pitch, and that's why you weren't invited.
I knew there was a reason.
Yeah, that was it. That was
okay.
It. But we have on the line here. So that this dedication took place last week, and it was all about the Schmidt Brothers, Singing Barbershop in Two Rivers and really going on to be the international champions. And we celebrated that by dedicating a stage to them in Central Park in the city of Two Rivers. So along with that is a lot of research went into that and a book called The Schmidt Brothers that really chronicles their start from when they were little kids to winning the championship to Arthur Godfrey and some of these other things. And someone who has made this whole thing possible from the book to the website, because if you go to the stage, they have the, what is that, QLR code, and you put your phone up there and it takes
I never know how to use those.
I know, but you do
Wayne,
that.
Wayne, you know how to use those?
Our guest, yeah, okay. our guest will tell us this, and then it goes to a website that she also designed. So Paula is on the line, and P.T. Rivers, she wrote the book, she did the research. Cousin of mine hails from Florida. She's in town this week because we have a something we're doing together tomorrow with Learning Retirement. So with that, Paula, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. And then tell us about... tell us about the book. Let's talk about that. You did a lot of research. You wrote a book, and it's got so much detail in there. And tell us about the process on getting that going. And why did you decide to do that? I mean, you write other books. You're a published author. Why the Schmidt Brothers?
Well, because they were my great uncles, and they were really great people. I mean, honestly, the Schmidt Brothers were the soundtrack of our lives growing up. If you didn't hear them at church or at some, you know, big organization, or even in downtown Central Park, they were singing all the time. The inside scoop on how the book got started is really kind of a sweet story. I was, we always had a CD in the car playing at all times when the kids were little. And because they sing along. Barbershop is so singable and it's fun to sing. And I was picking up my first grader and a bunch of his friends from school, and they're all piling in the van. And I kind of turned down the volume because I wasn't sure if Barbershop was cool in grade school. And from the back seat, someone yells, "Hey, don't turn that down. That's cool. What is it?" And my son launches into this big story. I was so proud of him that he remembered. He said, "Oh, these are my great uncles. And they won this huge contest in front of thousands of people. And they had gold medals just like in the Olympics." Yeah. And they were on TV. He was just bragging them up. It was so cute.
Wow.
And it was funny because that day I get home and what's in the mail but a Valentine's Day card from your mom and dad. So I write back right away saying, "Hey, guess what? You still have raving fans. They might be in first grade, but you still have raving fans." So, I mean, this is in the early 2000s, so it was cute. And then your mom called me back, and she said, "Paula, you got to help me. I'm trying to get my husband to write down all the inside stories, all the stories nobody knows about because he's the last one. And if he doesn't tell them, they're going to die with him." And so that's how the whole thing started. And I said, "I would love to write a book." And it was amazing because I had so many primary resources. I could talk to your mom and dad. I talked to actually more than 30 people, children of, friends of the quartet. And your mom had this huge scrapbook that she had made for your dad that had all kinds of newspaper clippings. I found photos from other cousins that had, for instance, the exact moment they ran on stage and got their gold medals. It's the greatest picture ever. They're just hugging each other with this absolute surprise and joy. It's really, really neat.
Anything so about the Lennon sisters?
It took 15 years to write it. So
it took you how long?
It was a long time coming.
How long did you take to write it?
15 years. Yeah,
and I know you did a lot of research, a lot of interviews, and but it's just a great book. And what I like, it's got pictures in it too.
Nice. Do you have any video?
Yeah, almost 70 photos. Almost 70.
Paula, has anybody uncovered any video of them, like, on the Lawrence Welk Show or Ed Sullivan or anything?
No, and I keep trying.
Okay.
But, you know, back in the day, they didn't record it and then put it on a shelf. They reused that film and tape and things.
Yeah. John was in the industry
back then. I haven't
been
able to find it, but the Barbershop Harmony Society does have some live video from the early 50s.
Oh.
That you can get to on the website. I've got all kinds of links. Anytime I can find a link to something like that, I post it. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Barbershop,
you talked about Speb Squaw, which I think there's a different name for it now, but that was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Singing in America. That was their organization, and they fine-tuned. What's the name of it now? Is it
Barbershop Harmony Society?
Okay, so, and a lot of the proceeds go to them. We've been very supportive of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And it's pretty safe to say, I mean, I've been to a lot of conventions lately as we're getting this, raising money for this stage, but it's kind of making a little bit of a comeback. You look at the high schools and these kids that are starting to sing in barbershop quartets, which are very popular, by the way, John. John teases me that I sang in a barbershop quartet.
I don't tease.
Yeah, he sold Nightcrawlers. And I'm like, okay, who had more? Which is more the chick magnet? And I know you're not supposed to say that, but that is coming back, right? Didn't they just have a youth barbershop show at Stevens Point?
Yeah.
And it was like sold out. So that's cool that that's coming back.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah,
I do. I like it.
There's a contest in Wisconsin. It's a statewide contest, and you have to be like in the upper echelon. I think you have to win a certain other contest in order to qualify for the barbershop contest. But if you win this barbershop contest, you get a Schmidt Brothers trophy.
Right.
Wow.
It is handed up.
It's like the Lombardi. I mean, it's like the Lombardi trophy going to the top. That's pretty.
It is, and it's competitive. That's cool. It's competitive. I handed up by my mother. So
nice.
Yes. So anyway, that's a great thing. But the reason you're in town, and I know you live in Florida, you're in town, and I'm going to be seeing you. The University of Wisconsin Green Bay sponsors a program called LIR, Learning in Retirement, and it's been going on for many years. John has spoken at it. I have.
I've been like 5 or 6 years in a row. I did it, and it's really a cool thing where like a lot of retirees come to take these classes. I did it on with veterans. I'd have like 5 or 6 different veterans speak over the 2 hours.
Right,
and it's a cool thing.
And I did it on politics. And tomorrow, Paula and I and my mom. I don't know who's all on the panel, but it's a two hour class. Right, remember that?
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the barbershop, history of barbershop, and dedication of the stage. Right, Paula, that's coming up.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Okay, but that's not something that's open to the public. Is that right? Don't you pre-register for these classes?
Yeah, you do have to pre-register, and I'm just amazed at the breadth of, they've got like 200 classes that you can sign up for every semester. It's amazing.
Wow.
What a wonderful program.
It is. I mean, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, 55, and people who are listening that want to, you know, you don't want to stop learning, right? And there's so much information out there, and everything from food to politics, veterans, and here we are talking about, you know, kind of entertainment, but little history as well. And you just call the university, and the University of Wisconsin Green Bay system obviously goes from, you know, northeast Wisconsin, but, you know, down to Manitowoc, Sheboygan, they've got quite a reach, and they offer a lot of classes, and 55 years and older, and you go to these great classes and hear firsthand from a lot of people. So, yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. So,
when's it going to be out?
When's her book out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, her book's out.
Oh, it is out. Oh,
the book is out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I
got to get a copy.
I know. You know what, Paula? I got to tell you, I've read it, but it was a while. And I couldn't find it last night. I'm looking through it. I got a ton of books. I found Walker's book, you know, and Intimidated. I'm looking through these, you know, you can keep old books in certain area.
I agree.
I don't have a bookshelf. So I couldn't find it. I want to give a copy of that to John because I know I bought quite a few of them, but I gave a lot of them away. But yeah, where can people get the book that's a history of the Schmidt brothers? And then you have something else coming out too we'll talk about, but let's get this one down first. Where can people get a book on Schmidt Brothers Barbershop Quartet?
Well, it's available locally at the Washington House Museum in Two Rivers, where we're having our talk, because they have a display and the quartet and everything there. And it's also available on Amazon, so anybody anywhere can get it.
Nice.
It's a great book, too. And like she said, there's 70 photos in there, but it really, that whole Alaska thing was really detailed, because the guy who they were with kind of he took his diary, right, and put that into the book?
Right, he kept a log, and that was one of those awesome primary resources I had.
Yeah.
He had such a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
So it was a fun read, as well as documenting exactly what they did and all the hardships. I mean, there was a cute little story where they were going to go sing to a group of military guys at in like the Air Force section, and so they thought that they'd go in the hangar and just warm up. And people started popping out of all different, it was like a movie, you know, they started popping out and like, who are these guys? Oh my gosh, what's going on? And before they knew it, they had a couple hundred people sitting there listening to them sing, just out of the blue.
Yeah.
You know, it was just you know, one of those kind of special moments.
It is. And of course, I'm partial to barbershop music, but you don't need any instruments. You don't need anything, a pitch pipe, maybe. And and you can, that harmony is booming.
So do you have that talent? Do you have that gene?
I know, Paula, you've heard me sing. What do you think?
It runs in the family.
Okay.
But I can't sing like my dad. I mean, my God, those guys are unbelievable. I mean, you won't see barbershop like that again. But, and because you get four brothers and there's that whole blood harmony, they call it. And then plus they were musically inclined, right? They played other instruments, and those guys were just good musicians. But they never really made a lot of money. I mean, they did have some albums, and they did, you know, I don't know how many shows they did, and thousands of shows. But
3,000.
3,000 shows. That's incredible.
In 35 years together, they traveled 2 million miles and performed in 3,000 shows.
Unbelievable.
And you know what's really... And I've heard barbershoppers tell me this all the time. They had just this immense talent. But what was really special about them is that, unlike a lot of celebrities, especially the ones that win early or become stars very quickly, they didn't burn out. They did it because they loved it and because their family supported them. They weren't doing it because it was their livelihood.
Yeah, that's true.
They ran businesses, and they had 35 kids among the four of them.
Wow.
So they were
dads. And those are the only ones we know about.
Businessmen. Well, okay, and that's just, the other thing. They were family men all the way on the road.
Yes.
It was, Uncle Joe used to say, the women on the barbershop circuit were if they went after the Schmidt brothers, they were the dumbest ones on the road, because the Schmidt brothers had too much to lose and no interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
They were there to sing.
They were
and
good boys.
They were really good guys.
Yeah, they were.
And you don't see that with celebrities. A lot of them get wrapped up in it and they burn out and their lives fall apart.
Yeah.
These guys knew what was important and they stuck with it. And then they shared their talent generously because they loved it.
Right. They were great. Hey, you have a new book coming out, right? Or didn't I just see something?
Yes. So we have an audio book coming out. And Damian Schmidt, who's the youngest son of Joe Schmidt, and he sounds just like his dad, mm-hmm. is narrating it. And we, it's hard to write a book about singing without hearing people sing. So the audiobook, we have the opportunity to include the music. So there's like a dozen songs, and we have live recordings of, there's two of them. One of them is Uncle Joe, who was a spokesperson for the quartet, telling the story of what it was like to be waiting backstage to find out if they won. And it's really a hoot the way he describes it. And
right.
Just so much energy in it. And it was live in front of an audience. The second one is of your dad in Nashville at the 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's cool.
Where they surprised everybody there. He was just supposed to receive this award for 50 years of singing, and the curtain opens, and there are 99 Schmidts back there.
Wow. I was on there.
Sing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've done a lot
Jim was there. Jim was there.
Yeah, that was great. All right, well, Paula.
And it's really cool because you can hear them. They sing a song, and then Jim asks everybody to sing along.
Right.
And Paula, we got to go. Magical.
Yeah, Paula, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll be in Two Rivers, Learning and Retirement. Thanks for what you're doing. Get the book on Amazon, Schmidt Brothers, and you're a great person, great cousin. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Mino Bye-bye. And the mayor, when we come back, talk about some local chances to get into the movies. Oh, yeah. Mino the mayor, back after this.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone, after all your words of steel.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, also WISS in Oshkosh. And we got some fun things coming up, don't we, though, Jim, over down the road here?
Next week, and you know, I was looking at the calendar, and we've got some guests down the road that, you know, I will say this, and that probably has a little bit more to do with you than me, but everybody we've asked to be on has said yes.
Everybody.
And I somebody said, somebody's going to say no, but we haven't had that. And I'm excited about our guest. I mean, Paula was great, right? I mean, she's here just to talk about her.
Great voice. Her just sounds nice. Why don't you sound nice, Wayne? You don't sound nice.
But
you can't be nice in my business. You can't be nice.
Okay. Well, she's great. And I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. But,
Would you go let Heather in? Do that for, thanks, Wayne.
Well, even our next guest at the 7 o'clock
this hour, is exciting.
You kind of.
Yeah, this is very exciting because this could be, I'm not giving up on, I wanted to be an actor. Yeah, when I was in college, I wanted to be an actor. Listen to me, Jim.
I know.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
I don't believe that.
I've got the trophy I can show you.
You were the actor of the year.
I was actor of the year.
What were you in?
I was in Huck Finn.
Okay.
I played Jim, the runaway slave. I'm not kidding. That would be like really illegal now. Really illegal.
That would not. Right. They wouldn't even let you.
No. And I played George in Of Mice and Men.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that was in college?
That was at Mesabi and then at Arizona State. I was in Steam Bath. I played Gottlieb, the Puerto Rican waiter.
Yeah, I can see that. Yep. I bet you were pretty.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I was in other stuff like Rhymers of Eldritch. You never heard of it. But I was, you know who one of the people was? The daughter of Dean Stockwell. Dean Stockwell was in my class, his daughter, and came to some of her things. He was Ziggy in Quantum Leap.
His daughter?
Yes.
Was in your class?
Yes, and he came to one of the plays I was in.
But he didn't discover you, John, your story.
And that was it.
Okay, that's right. That's a good story.
But I loved that show. Remember that show, Quantum Leap?
Were these like X-rated
stuff
or PG?
What, Wayne?
Well, the names of the characters that you're called.
No, what's wrong with you? Wayne, what's wrong with him,
Well,
Jim?
I'm sitting amongst two chicks, magnets.
You know, good
one's a worm catcher.
Good point.
One's a baritone.
Should I show Wayne? I'm going to show Wayne. This will be a before and after picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to show the picture of us with Leroy Butler the other night that we didn't even post because we both looked so disgusting.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And then I went to a birthday party.
Look at this picture.
Nice side profile.
I know.
Like right?
Yeah. And then, that's awful.
I think
Johnny, this is one of those things
we should like post this.
Johnny, earlier that day I went to a birthday party and my wife took some pictures there. Her son was turning 6, our dog trainer. So we all brought our dogs to the party to surprise the kid.
Okay.
And it was a very cool party.
Okay.
And the kid was very, but anyway, the lady took some pictures and.
Yeah.
So that, and then 5 hours later, this Leroy Butler picture.
It's time.
But I'm going to wind down because I don't like to waste food. So I'm getting rid
sin.
I know it is. It would be a sin. So I'm having. Like, I have a lot of stuff in the freezer.
I've got 10 pounds of bacon I got to eat next week.
Right.
So I can eat bacon being on the keto, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
But I can eat, but
wrapped in lettuce.
I'm on a little bit of this binge thing. we love
Very
when
nice.
People walk by our studio, and you're all going to come here on September 1st because Mad Dog and Merrill are going to be cooking in front of our studio. But we're right here on Washington Street with these kind of like a WGN thing. It's a lot of.
Or like Good Morning America?
Right. It's ceiling to floor glass, and people come by, and we just started laughing because some lady was hugging herself. Like, I think she meant that she was hugging us. Right?
I think so.
I hope so.
Well, she's pointing at Wayne. I can visualize him throwing a hay bale into the loft, shirtless, glistening.
It happens.
Crivet's sun. Yeah.
So who's coming up?
We got Heather Marie coming up.
Tell us a little bit about your
preview. She's a local model, a business person, actress, and she's been involved with some great things. Wayne, would you run a
Am I getting kicked out of my chair? Yes.
I didn't want to put it that way, Wayne.
Yeah, I see it coming.
Wayne, I don't want to put it that way, but stick around. We want to talk to you more. Would you go get her, please?
Okay.
We want to say hello to her before we send to a quick break.
Right.
Yes.
And she is performing.
Yes, it's already been shot. And then the premiere, I guess, is going to be at the Tarleton.
Right.
Which is, I'm so happy that somebody has taken that over.
I know.
Because that was the first movie I've ever seen. When I moved to Green Bay, the very first movie I ever saw, I remember, it was at that theater.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. I still remember that.
Wow.
Going to that one and the one that the Meyer Theater is now.
Yes.
Those are the two I used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
And then they had the big Cineplex or whatever.
And they've both done a good job of investing.
Wait, but Jason has something. Yes, Jason?
I just have a question.
Yes, sir.
So with your new diet.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to eat chimichangas
I can.
No, of course not.
I can't.
No,
why?
That's,
why do you ask?
That's poison.
Well, I'm just wondering because I know chimichangas are a favorite, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I think so.
Are you going to cheat?
Nope, that's
no,
poison.
No, we're not going to cheat.
Right. Poison.
Right. Nope. We are going to be the same size. You know what? We're going to be the exact same size as Heather when we're done with this diet.
No.
Exact same
no,
size.
You, I'm
yes,
sorry,
we are.
No, you won't.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I'm going to wear a size 6 pants. Oh, look what she brought us.
No.
Oh, Door County Toffee Company. Come on.
Oh, well, I'm okay now.
Yeah,
because
we got to. Yeah, we got.
We're
oh my
binge
God,
eating
coffee.
Right now, Heather. So thank you for that. Put the headset on, and then we want to give you a. Well, oh man, you can come anytime.
Coffee. Oh my God,
John, you really shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
I'm not.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Just for starters, thank you very much for the Door County. Is this Door County?
Yeah.
Door County.
It is Door County Toffee Company. Yeah.
Oh, my God, is that good? Tastes like a
Mirage.
Better Heath Bar.
Yeah, and it doesn't stick to your teeth
no,
like the Heath
it's
Bar
awesome.
Does.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What, do you have an affiliation with this company, or is it just one of your favorites?
I don't. You know, actually, I just learned of that toffee. I took the trolley for the first time recently, and it was on a wine, cheese, and chocolate tour.
That's cool. That's a great trolley thing for bachelorette parties, but just for guests, friends. That's a great event up there in Door County.
Yes.
But anyway, yes.
Yes, and this one was eating. So I'm an eater, so I was all about it. So the first part, you're
okay.
Eating.
Yeah, she looks like an eater.
She looks like an eater. So you guys, I just, look.
I'm up to 97 pounds now.
Right. She does not weigh 100 pounds.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm glad you can eat toffee. That gives us all hope.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yeah, because we're disgusting. Let's be honest.
But
yes.
If you come back in a month and we'll have you back, we're going to be so thin. Because Johnny and I are going on some new diet. September 1st.
Because we took a picture at the game the other night, the Packer game, and we're both like side profiled. And it was so bad, we won't even post it on our Facebook.
It was like, we're back in the box. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, So anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome. Your career is taking off.
Yes. Man, it's been a whirlwind. You know, thank God COVID's over. Right?
Yeah,
can we say that? Can we say
we
it's
can.
Over?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
The quarantine anyway.
Yeah.
Because that was a scary time in the industry that I'm in where everything's in person and acting. So it was very crazy. But I've owned my agency for 11 years now. And do you remember I did 5 years of the Top Model contest and I had you as the judge on our first...
I bet I picked you.
Well, that was Wayne.
All right, 6:58.
Was that creepy
okay.
or what?
We got to go to a break.
I thought the thing about him, the guy throwing the emails was weird.
I was a barber shopper.
We got to send it a quick break. Heather, you're going to have the whole next half hour.
Take a shower.
Back after this. Don't try to take the